I have an interesting story, James. Yesterday morning, here in Maui, Carolyn comes in from the lanai or patio, and she shows me a plate of cookies wrapped in saran wrap. And she said, look, somebody left these here. You going to take one? You going to bite one? I said, no way. You know, there's no way I'm going to take something. You know, we have to be rather cautious here at headquarters. And
and let me put in a little disclaimer here. Bob doesn't know what cookies are. These were fudge brownies.
Okay. So I looked at Carol and said, would you have one? Would you bite one? She says, no. And I said, okay, it's the same Carol that I know. So she hadn't changed. So she puts them away. A few hours later, we're talking to JW, who is the person who goes into the altered state of relaxing, allowing, that permits Ion to show up. JW, in passing, I said to him, hey, you know, we had some fudge brownies deposited here in the back. Would you eat them? JW said, sure, I'd eat them. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff around you. You have no notorious past or anything. No, I'd eat them. And I said, well, I wonder who left them here. I think I speculated a little bit, and JW says, oh, or this and that. And then I realized, wait a minute. You put them here, didn't you? And he said, yes. So we have an example of one of the JWs being able to teleport here. So when I said, oh, you did it. And then I said, you mean this is your wife's cookies? And he said, yes. I said, the ones that in April 2007 I ate and got stoned on? Yes. And it wasn't, I don't mean they had hash in them. They're so good that I was wired from them. I couldn't sleep. I did overindulge and have 25 of them or something late at night when everybody was sleeping. But I thought, oh, wow, so this is them. So I started to gobble them up, and there were only six, or I should say there were a lot, six, but I could only have half, three. Well, JW's wife is going to cause a divorce because after three, you wouldn't believe what I had to do to myself just to not dip into Carolyn's half. They're still there. Carolyn hasn't had them, but
I had one, and they're amazing.
And I think you hid them, right, so I couldn't get them?
Absolutely.
But if JW keeps dropping off cookies, this could cause a problem at our wonderful domicile.
I want some cookies.
Well, he left them for you, James.
All right.
Be careful, all that cow butter and that white sugar and all that good Belgian cocoa, it may tear you up if you're not used to the good life.
When did JW leave them there, Ryan?
Day before yesterday.
How come he didn't see them? I saw mine.
You did not, Carolyn did.
Oh, that's right. I would have missed them, that's right. So that is the first useful function I've ever experienced with JW.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's no longer the smoke monster as referred to at Lost. It's now eternally going to be the cookie monster.
So it's quite thrilling to have this actual evidence of teleporting. And I asked JW, where did he exit in his home? And he described it. And then he described where he arrived here and how he left, right over in the corner there. So, James, we're looking forward to you having these abilities so you can drop off some special CDs, DVDs to me whenever you want to.
Yeah, I need an instruction manual on how to do that, of course. I hope we talk about the process of that.
The thing is that these cookies are unmistakably JW's wife's because they have an extra effect on them. I ate them around noon hour, and I didn't have to eat anything else for about 10 hours. I was not over my head, not experiencing vertigo, but there was a nice feeling of incompleteness because I wanted more. Even though it was satisfactory, it's still great, great buzz. JW, you're welcome. Drop any more off any time. I require them.
I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Pass that on to JW, Ion.
No problem.
What do you think of that, James? I actually had something teleported here.
This show is getting more and more interesting all the time.
Yeah.
Why didn't you call me and tell me that?
It's just so ordinary for us. Day to day, there's always something new. I mean, how do you stack up all these incredible nows and report them to people?
Have you had other objects teleport other than brownies?
Oh, absolutely. JW does it all the time. That's very normal.
I want to thank JW's wife for thinking of me, and maybe she's thinking of Carolyn, but JW did say, she said my name. It was sent to me. Maybe she was a little worried about Carolyn's sugar profile, sugar and Carolyn's problem.
Oh, but that's changing. Even the doctor of the yesterday is getting over it.